Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I end up taking calls 1 hour and then run out of time and having a guest on for an hour, and then people are holding and then another guest coming up. But I appreciate folks holding to give their perspective on this whole Clippers thing and how it's being, I think, used as a distraction. And we've been taking some really interesting calls. Hollis, thanks for holding so long from Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? Hollis from Washington, D.C.
Okay, so you're in Washington, D.C. Okay, as you said, Washington. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me on the show. So first things first, I wish you would just stop talking about that that basketball owner. It's just a distraction because there's more important news that we could be talking about. It's like a disjustice to me and all the rest of your fans, and I'm a black guy.
No, I hear you. But, I mean, we have to talk about it, how it is a distraction, so people that aren't informed like you understand that. There's a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, it's almost like beating a dead horse, and it's kind of just like it's old. But what I wanted to talk about is you had mentioned something about the 300-pound black women ruling over us a couple of months ago.
Yes.
And
I was talking about like Gone with the Wind with the 300-pound black woman being the boss there, and I'm saying that's an archetype that was promoted by the Romans where they would have the women. It was mainly white women. They would have the women inside the house, and they would keep the men out in the fields and wouldn't let them read or write. That was translated into French, and I forget who wrote it. It was like one of those black professors wrote an article I read in a newspaper, and I went and looked it up. It was like 15 years ago. Was it Walter Williams? I forget. I wrote a whole article about it, but I don't remember exactly where.
Well, what I was going to say on that is that's pretty much what's going on today, especially in D.C. where I live at. You pretty much see these grown men walking around here with these 200 or 300-pound women who you know are getting Section 8 and benefit. And they're basically just look like they're the mothers of the men. The men aren't even men anymore. They look like grown boys, handicapped, can't do anything. And I kind of want to agree with you on that. I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head with that one. I kind of fell out my chair when I heard you say that. And
well, I learned it. I think it was Walter Williams. I don't remember. It was Walter Williams or one of those famous black conservative professors. I read an article about it. I went and looked it up, and it was true. And I'm like, I didn't know all this. And then it made perfect sense. But it was a translation of a Caribbean sugarcane plantation owner on how to control the slaves that they translated from Latin from the Romans that was then translated into English for plantations in the South. And somebody's got to find that and mail it to me or send it to me, because I've searched again and I can't find it.
Well, it goes on every day as we speak. And also, as far as the chemtrails, I live here in D.C., and I mean, you see chemtrails every day or every other day. Now, you got the Congress, the Senate, the President, and all kinds of diplomats here. I mean, how do they think they're going to avoid the chemtrails that's killing us that's going to kill them also?
Well, the answer is most of the senators are minions that aren't even in on it. That's how low level they are. The national security state, since 47, has operated with unlimited money in secret. And the elites, a lot of them say, humanity's so evil and this project's so important, we're going to go ahead and be hurt by it. We don't care. Plus, they believe they have advanced technologies to chelate all this stuff out. In fact, I'll ask Dr. Edward Group that, whose dad was an elite chemist and part of the elite. I'm going to ask him what he thinks about your question when we come back, all right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Great points. Yeah, if I could only find that article that I think was in the Chicago Sun, like a 99. And folks, you know my memory's good, but it gets foggy. And I think it was Walter Williams, or it might have been somebody else. The point is that I read the whole article on air, and then I went and researched some of it and found some of it, and then I tried to find it again, and I couldn't find it. But listen, I couldn't find the article where the illegals get bank accounts with no IDs, and then CJ, or actually Chris Jordan, just found it. So maybe you can find it. Send it to showtips@infowars.com. I'll reread the article on air.
What do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the balance of the hour, Dr. Ed Group is our guest. I know that we have Ronell and Chris and Chris and Brian and Albert calling in. We'll get to you coming up here. It'll kind of mix topics together, but I also want to get your take on the whole Clippers thing and how they're trying to use racial diversion to divide and conquer, obviously, while they're attacking all of us with this whole globalist takeover. But I promise, callers, we're going to get to you. I appreciate you holding. We just had guests scheduled today, and so I'm kind of meshing the two together. But so much is happening. I like to invite you here at least once a month. I appreciate you coming up from South Texas to do it. Dr. Ed Grip, obviously from the GlobalHealingCenter.com, author, researcher, drug developer, also supplement developer. But I like him to wild card me and just show whatever he wants to talk about. So here it is. Personal surveillance, RLF radio microwave, metal braces transmit frequencies into head. LTE stands for long-term evolution. All species can no longer produce. And again, I'm not getting into a Christian debate about evolution one way or the other. I'm a Christian. I believe in God. They got modern preachers the last 150 years that create all these debates. I don't believe mainline science's version of the earth. That's all been disproven with the animals and everything. We know species jump. My point is cars evolve. Tyranny is evolving. The Nazi party evolved into something horrible. The government's evolving into something evil. Evolution just means changing. Okay, so we know things change. And so I'm not sure what all of this is going to be about, how it's all going to tie in, but it's always very interesting to have a wild card guest come in, because I trust Dr. Group to come in and talk about what he wants to. What does all this quantify here today? Like 6,000 studies on dangers of smart meter, RF and EMF, Wi-Fi in schools, magnetic fields and measured in milliwatts. Yes, milliwatts. And then it says 1 million watts. And then for safety, the EPA recommends you limit your magnetic field exposure to 0.5 mg to 2.5 mg. But they admit this is all higher than that. And then we have a big stack of mainline news admitting that the cell phones are giving us cancer, and it's only intensifying. People are running to rural communities now to get away from it. What's happening, Dr. Grubb? What do all these terms you sent me stand for?
Well, those are just talking points, but really, in reality, it's the global elite agenda to create an environment of electromagnetic frequencies. I mean, our body is an electrical system. Our body's an antenna. And when you combine all these microwave waves through smart meters, through cell phones, through many different methods, the whole design, which is really scary, what you were talking about earlier, is so that all species can no longer produce. And that's what we're coming to, because we produce 3,000 miles of DNA every single day. And these frequencies that we're being bombarded with are changing and altering the DNA. And it's causing sterility. It's causing changes to the ovaries. It's causing changes to the testes. And that's not.
And they're telling us we have bad genetics, but is that, mainline professor just said, The genetics, everybody has those. It's what flips the switches on. We're all getting super sick, and they're telling us our genes are bad because they're putting things in the environment that are flipping the switch.
When you put metals in the environment, too, and then you add electromagnetic frequencies or radio frequencies or microwave frequencies, then you're...
But I shouldn't worry about that. I should worry about fighting with black people.
Right, because the global elite already has the solutions to all this. They have special paint that they paint their walls with to reduce the frequencies coming in. They have solutions.
They're building all these elite hotels for rich people that don't have Wi-Fi. Or they have retreats they run to.
Yeah, look at the underground facilities and how many of those have been built. So, I mean, they have the solution, but they want to create a whole world where, I'm not talking about humans even, I'm talking about animals too. I mean, trees next to cell phone towers are dying. I mean, the cells are being...
Monsanto said, I think 10 years ago, or no, it was 14 years ago now, as I read it on air over and over again, in National Geographic, they admitted, yeah, no, we want to take over, have everything GMO, so you'll need us just to have trees and grass. Nothing else will live. They kill everything, and then only their Franken life lives.
Radiation-proof plants, probably. By that time, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But the fact of the matter is, the new thing now, I mean, I know if you've talked about it and people are aware of it, is the smart meter situation, and the smart meter putting out over 190,000 pulses of, you know, radiation throughout your whole house, and all the kids now that are getting sick, and not only getting sick in the homes, but and the parents too, for that matter.
But we shouldn't worry about that. We should worry about men and women fighting with each other.
Well, it's all a diversion. Like you were saying, you know, the media is going to divert you over here. So you think about this, you know, racial stuff or this, you know, little, you know, all these shootings or something here, when the big picture is they're poisoning the food, the air, the water, and now they're radiating you. And so that is affecting the health, and also with the smart meters, you're talking about privacy issues. I mean, literally, they can, with a smart meter, they can see exactly what time you get up. They can say...
They now say they can read keystrokes.
They can read everything, and they can look inside your home with the smart meters and say, oh, he gets up in the middle of the night to go urinate, and they sell that information to the insurance carrier. And when you come down with prostate cancer, and the insurance carrier says, well, according to our records, you know, you were getting up in the middle of the night. You didn't go in to your doctor to get checked out, so, you know, we're not going to cover you anymore. I mean, basically every single thing that you're doing can be monitored by these smart meters that – not only are putting high levels of radiation into your home, but also used for security, and so they can, you know, watch every single thing that you're doing all the time. So, I mean, that's a pretty severe situation going on, and that's why they're trying to push for all these smart appliances, too. I mean, the smart meter...
Well, the smart meter dials into those, and it's the main surveillance hub.
Right, and it's a threat to the house, too, because now you're having fires all over the country with people installing these smart meters.
I remember reading, even to their credit, a CNN article a few years ago on air, where it admitted that, in fact, we probably pulled the headline up, that cell phone radiation, quote, rattles and breaks DNA, and that's why the brain tumors are increasing. It literally just breaks up your DNA, then the mutations start. Explain to people, you know, what that means.
Well, there's been pictures and videos online of someone taking with a tree next to a smart meter, and there's some aphids on a leaf. And every time the smart meter pulses, you can see the aphids actually shake. So what happens is this microwave radiation is the same stuff that your microwave oven cooks food in. It's just not as strong. And what it does is it can literally, those pulses of electromagnetic or actually radio frequency or microwave energy go in and alter the DNA structure. And it actually can break it, and it can cause genetic mutations because a house runs on 60 hertz. I mean, that's what the general grid is set at. But with the smart meter, you're pumping in about 928 million hertz into a 60 hertz grid. So it can cause headaches. It can cause memory loss, memory fatigue. It can cause thyroid disruption. It can cause many bone muscle pain. It can initiate cancer. World Health Organization came out in 2011 and said that radio frequency microwave energy causes classified it as a two carcinogen. So I mean, all of this on top of every single thing else that people are doing, not eating healthy, you know, using VOCs in their house, drinking the fluoridated tap water. I mean, it's a combination of things. But when you're stuck in a radio frequency grid and you can't get out of it, all that's going to do is just initiate disease even more.
But I remember in the 90s, there were literally, because I read the news every day, thousands of news articles, hundreds a year, mainline going, no, cell phones do cause brain cancer. And then I've talked to brain surgeons, and they go, no, we're seeing a ton of them. Right on the side, you hold the cell phone to. All these rare brain tumors are off the charts. I'll be sitting at dinner or wherever. People are like, yeah, Bob's got brain cancer. I go, how old's Bob? Oh, he's 40. I mean, it is just epidemic.
Right. 60% increase in brain cancer since cell phones came out. And if you read the fine print on an iPhone, it actually says that in article whatever in the agreement that you signed that it needs to be held 5/8 of an inch away from your head. Now, children's skulls are a lot thinner, so children are going to be affected, you know, exponentially worse than adults are, especially being sensitive. And that brings up a whole nother subject, which we're talking about all the Wi-Fi routers that are in all the public schools and all the children now that are being mislabeled. See, instead of the doctor saying, let me look at your diet, let me look at what you're exposed to in your environment to figure out what's causing your health problems. What you go into your doctor and you come up with all these symptoms, and then they put you, they diagnose you with ADD. They're not looking at, oh yes, you're hypersensitive to microwave frequency.
You shouldn't be eating 5 candy bars a day. Right. You shouldn't be drinking Coca-Cola all day. You're having sugar spikes. You're hypoglycemic. There's 100 things,
right.
And that's what I harp on. There's a multi-1,000% increase in breast cancer the last 50 years. The U.S. leads the world next to England. They go to third world countries, no one's getting breast cancer. I mean, literally, it just doesn't exist. And there, we got to find a cure. No one asks, why is it exploding? Why are the brain tumors exploding? Why is cancer in kids exploding more than 10,000%? Why? There's no discussion. It's like, oh, we're going to get a treatment for that. No, what's causing it?
Exactly. That's my whole point. What's the root cause of disease? That the true doctor is going to find out what the root cause of that individual's disease is and then address it. And, you know, like we used to do, we used to go into the individual patient's house and say, okay, you need to throw out all this stuff. Look at these chemicals. Educate the patient on what all is causing disease. These artificial dyes are causing this. These MSG and all this other stuff are excitotoxins in your brain. This stuff, the artificial sweeteners are, you know, contributing to this. You know, here you're sleeping with your laptop on your lap at night. You know, you have chemicals, toxic chemicals that you're cleaning with. You know, all these things are contributing to disease, and it's very simple. Eliminate this stuff from your life or replace it with non-toxic stuff, and then the disease goes away and your body can heal itself because we all have a self-healing mechanism. It's like breast cancer. Okay, what's causing breast cancer? Too much estrogen, not enough testosterone, iodine deficiency, and women wearing bras and putting their cell phones right in their bras.
Oh, yeah, have you noticed women put their cell phones in their bras?
I see it all the time. They walk around with their cell phone.
For those who don't know, cell phones are always on, sending data back and forth.
That's right. And smart meters are, too. They say that smart meters only pulse a couple times a day, but they're on all day long pulsing. I mean, they're relaying information to other smart meters. And now they're talking about putting Wi-Fi, you know.
Stay there.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Attention men suffering from ED. My name's Matt Cook, and I hated the humiliation and embarrassment of ED. I couldn't stand disappointing my wife anymore. Then I discovered this strange exercise that makes ED go away. I made you this new video at quickedfix.com showing you how easy it is to fix ED better than pills. Now my wife and I are like newlyweds again thanks to this strange exercise that fixed my ED better than pills, and it works for almost all men who try it.
My half of our love life is better than anything I've ever experienced before.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
But warning, the drug companies dread my strange exercise because it fixes ED better than pills. They hate the lost profits from men dumping their pills. They want me to take the video down. So watch now at quickedfix.com. Discover the strange exercise that fixes ED better than pills. That's quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com.
Day after day,
alone on the hill,
alone on the hill,
man with a foolish
the
grin,
man with a foolish grin is keeping perfectly still, but nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down.
I think that says it it all. Dr. Evan Group's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to go to Ranelle and Chris and Chris and Ryan and Albert before we get back into the smart meter news. I appreciate you guys holding. And it's perfect timing that you guys held because they just announced minutes ago. It's up on Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, CBS Los Angeles. We'll put that article up on screen. NBA suspends Clippers owner Donald Sterling, imposes a $2.5 million fine. Folks, if people want to boycott and run the team out of business, and then he has to sell it for nothing and loses his money, that's how you punish him. They set the precedent over free speech. How do you expel someone who owns the team? That'd be like if a player had a $20 million contract and said something racist. I mean, can you fire him? Or is it in the contract? Well, Sterling doesn't, I don't think, have a contract. He's going to have antitrust suits big time over this. It's going to turn into a huge mess. And if it prevails, this is a major blow against free speech. So I don't know where this is going, but it's. I mean, I'm not sad for him personally, but I'm sad for the First Amendment. Ranelle in New York, thanks for holding. You're awesome for doing that. What's your take on this whole thing?
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I think it really is a distraction so that they can come up with what is the next thing that they're going to stage.
Well, I think the next thing is you can't say the word fiesta. That's now racist.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, let's have a fiesta party. And then you, you know, for your kid, I've had parties for my kids that were fiesta birthday parties where you had pinatas. I didn't know that was racist. I thought kids had fun beating people. Dr. Group, have your kids ever had a pinata?
Absolutely.
And that was because you were deeply against Hispanics?
No, just because they wanted to have a pinata.
And then when you go to a Mexican food restaurant, though, it's because you don't like Mexicans, right?
No, it's because I like Mexican food.
Exactly. But this is where it's going. I think that's where it's going. They'll use a few old fossils like Sterling to, like, demonize the First Amendment. But, I mean, you held a long time. What's your take on this?
I think it's time to turn off the NBA. It's time to turn off MSNBC.
And, I hear you. Oh, something else, go ahead.
And make and force them to focus on the real news, like Congress being exempt from all the laws they pass.
Exactly. That's the real discrimination. Great point, Ranelle. Chris in Minnesota, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, absolutely, Alex. This is a distraction. I love your show, and I love how you're exposing that the Democratic Party is the racist party. They are the ones who hate black people.
Well, the Republicans aren't perfect either. It's just the Democrats really are the Klan. I mean, it's a big joke.
Right. You know, if you use a Star Wars analogy, the Democrats are the Sith, you know, are the separatists, and the Republicans of the Republic are compromising with, anyway, that's a whole other analogy. But,
no, but it's a good analogy, and then the Emperor staging the terror attacks and acting like he's the guy fighting racism when he's the ultimate racist.
So the Republicans are guilty also because they compromise. And I love the fact that you keep bringing up the issue of abortion, which I'm fighting on my YouTube channel called All Hands on Deck, One Word, Abolitionist, because 3,000 kids are dying a day. The black community is being totally wiped out, and these black leaders are fake. And I love that you're bringing that up.
Sir, that's racist. If you don't want to kill black people, you're racist.
Well, you know, they can't pull that on me, man. Honestly, yeah, it's for black callers today, right? They can't pull that on me. And so it is a distraction. They don't want people to grow up. And so keep fighting this fight, man. I'm raging with you, like I said, on our YouTube channel. And check out the abolitionist movement. Because
that's a great name, All Hands on Deck. God bless you. Chris in Michigan, we're moving fast now. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Dr. Groove.
Hey, I'm a mulatto from the Metro Detroit area. I'm going to start this off with a powerful quote from Malcolm X. Nobody can give you freedom. Nobody can give you equality or justice or anything. If you're a man, you take it. But now it's time for the African-American communities to mobilize to take that freedom back. There's no black role models. There's no Alex Joneses or modern MLK.
I was about to say, I want to get a bunch of black Alex Joneses on here. We got Ja'Kari Jackson. He's probably even better than me in many ways. But the whole point is I want freedom. And notice they won't give anybody leaders. They don't have any white leaders that the media pushes that are like us. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you, let you finish. We're going to get Dr. Group's take on this. We're going to do some Overdrive with Dr. Group's take. Can you do it?
Absolutely.
Overdrive coming up. We'll do 30 minutes of it. So I'm going to get deep into this medical stuff with Dr. Group and the next level of the smart meters. He's got the documentation. It's all coming up. But, I mean, what do we do? We're killing ourselves to live. This is the system we live in, but it's killing us with the Wi-Fi. We'll be right back. Stay there, Chris.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Dartmouth has announced that you're not to use the word fiesta if you're going to have a party. Because it's racist to say, let's have a fiesta party. And you remember Washington State in Seattle was saying last year that the word brown bag is banned from the city buildings. Because brown bag is obviously meant to badmouth brown people. But no one, and we looked it up, and even the media had to admit, mainstream media, no one ever anywhere had any slang or connection to a brown bag. It has no connection to anything. It's like I'll say on air things that have never had but a tenuous connection to something racist, like calling the CIA spooks or something. People go, oh, my God, that's a racist word. Or, this is mind control, folks. We have massive globalist, above-the-law, tax-exempt, radiating us, GMO, chemtrailing us. All these billionaires are essentially tax exempt. All this is happening. And they're saying, don't use the word brown bag. Then you get a Donald Sterling who is just, he's more than a racist. He is a flaming, hypocrite, two-faced, fake piece of crap. Because he's making money off these athletes. He's renting them houses and apartments. He's a big mogul. He's doing all, he hangs out with them, plays golf with them. And then behind their back, he is calling them horrible names and saying they're like dogs and that he doesn't want his girlfriend to be seen with black people. I mean, it is just the, I mean, if I don't like somebody, I'll tell them to their face. So we spent a lot of time on this. I'm not going to get into this the next few days. He's been fined $2.5 million, kicked out for life. Maybe it's because it's a franchise. Maybe his contract says that because if you owned a Burger King or something and it says you can't serve, you know, bad food or something, you violate the franchise, or you can't be a criminal or, you know, say bad things. I mean, I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going on. But it's a diversion, but it's also not a diversion. So let's go back to your calls, Chris, and then Brian, then we'll get back into the medical stuff with Dr. Group. Chris, you were making some really good points. What were they?
Yeah, that there's no modern leadership that anyone can relate to. You know, the top influential black people in America, entertainers, sports player, rapper, clowns who only fuel stereotypes, and they call each other niggas. You know, we have more blacks behind steel right now in jail than they did working in the fields during slavery. So people are fed up, and on May 1st in Detroit, they're continuing the mobilization against oppression. Detroit has the largest community of African Americans in America, but ironically, our voter rights have been taken away. Emergency manager Kevin Orr and federal judge Stephen Rhodes are in cahoots with big banksters and actually plan to make city residents pay for the bankers' criminal action. Rhodes, the federal judge, agrees to give $85 million to the Bank of America, who began their bank by profiting off of slavery, and now they plan to cut the African-American community short again. So on May 1st at noon, all the info warriors need to come to Hart Plaza to protest this unconstitutional EMF that has suppressed voter rights in the black community, to protest shady banksters who have a plot to destroy America, and to protest the root of this problem.
Plug your website, or is there some place where people can find this statement?
Yeah, everyone can go to moratorium-mi.org. It's got all the information there. And basically, it doesn't seem like the country cares that someone was just put into power. That is not democracy.
By the way, they had a RoboCop back in the 80s where Detroit gets turned over to a private corporation, basically under default, just like that. Talk about predictive programming. I appreciate your call and your fact that you held so long. Brian in Colorado, you're on the air. What's your take on all this?
Well, just two quick things, Alex. The first is, okay, Donald Sterling's a racist. So what? I mean, people like Donald Sterling, the Ku Klux Klan, and those types of people, those are not the ones I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about those like Wild Billy Clinton, who doesn't speak what's really in his heart, which means he's probably a bigot, and those who will ostracize, not just African-Americans, women, Chinese, whoever, behind closed doors by smiling in their face. I love to know my enemy. I love to know who I'm dealing with. So I don't necessarily have a problem with Donald Sterling. However, you know, he has to go through whatever he has to go through. And those, you know, black NBA players that are like LeBron James, who are, saying all this stuff, I got one question to ask them. What have you done in the community besides sell $400 pair of sneakers to our people? And the second thing is this, I'll not shut up. I'm a preacher. I don't want to get on the road here.
Well, I like it.
But this is the deal. We, as a people, have run from Jim Crow segregations right into the arms of Bishop and community leader J.E. Crow. Nothing has damaged our community as much as the entitlement mentality reinforced by yahoos like Sharpton, Jackson, Cornel West, Spike Lee, and the king of them, in my opinion, who is Farrakhan. These people are not uplifters of our community. They are killing our community through being nothing more than black Muppets, or Bluppets is what I call them. why aren't they marching against the hugest genocide in the history of this country, which is sisters killing babies? No, they want to talk about Planned Parenthood and these other people who are performing it. Well, Planned Parenthood wouldn't be in business if sisters and others didn't show up to murder their babies.
Well, that's right. That's true. And Margaret Sanger said, we got to pose as liberals, buy out the black leadership so we can do this. And that's my whole point, is they use somebody like Sterling as a distraction so the actual eugenicist can act like they're not racist and evil. And the people in MSNBC, I'm not saying they're all in on this, but they should now know the history and that now they are in on it if they don't speak out against it. And somebody like Al Sharpton, the FBI informant, you know, cocaine dealer, and all of his race pimping, I mean, these people are monsters. And that's what it comes down to, and that's why something like the Sterling situation is so disgusting, is because it gives the system the distraction they need to look like the good guys. Great points. Thank you so much, Brian. All right, that's it for calls on that subject, and I appreciate all those guys holding a lot of good points. Your points on this, then we're going to move back into the medical news.
My points are exactly the same. I mean, when you look at the big picture of things and you see the diversion, it takes people's attention away from the chemtrails. It takes people's attention away from
NSA spying
plan, which is to keep you sick, to keep your brain in a foggy area, to, you know, create sterility in males, to lower sperm count, to create disease in the body, to fund the pharmaceutical, the oil and gas industry, when we've had free energy forever, Tesla's technology, you know, and now you have the destruction of the planet because of all the fracking and the drilling and all the other stuff. So basically you have this, you know, the agenda 21 and other things, which are going on all around us, which should be on every single, you know, news and every single newspaper, and all the media should be talking about it. But no, they don't want all that information out there. They don't want people to wake up to the truth. So they divert them with these little things here and these little shootings here and all this other stuff. And they're also trying to divide people. I mean, it's been going on for a long time. They're trying to split up marriages. They're trying to, you know, create racism to divide the masses, because they know, in my opinion, that people are finding out about these things and people are making a stand. I mean, with smart meters, with fluoride, I mean, you have action groups now that are...
There's no doubt if they hadn't been poisoning us both chemically, biologically, radiologically, and culturally, they would already be defeated.
I think the time's running out and they know that. And it's just, you know, right now, as you've seen in the last 2 years alone, it's kind of like an exponential coming together of people because of all the lies and people finding out all the truth. And not only that, but people going to their doctor and people being sick and watching their kids become sick and having all these health issues and finally coming up to the wall and saying, what do I need to do? I need to look somewhere else. Mainstream media is obviously not telling me the truth. They're obviously lying.
Here's the bottom line. I want you to expand on it because it just hit me. We need to study the globalist plan, realize they're enemy number one. They're anti-human. They want us dead. I mean, that's public. They want world population reduction. And we need to focus on that, learn their plan, and whatever their plan is, go against it. And then later, if we want to kill each other, fine. But, I mean, they are the big enemy. They're the ones pushing all this race stuff and all this religious fighting stuff because it's how they manage us. And I know I just keep repeating that, but the general public doesn't know that. They just buy into whatever the narrative is, and I'm sick of it.
Look at all the anger that this has created. I mean, just the fact of the NBA and Donald Sterling situation.
Well, it is over the top. I mean, you know, the guy makes hundreds of millions of dollars off black people, and then he's sitting there saying how much he hates them. I mean, it's really sick.
It is. But think of all the disease and everything that's caused, and all the people that are becoming depressed and everything because they sit around and watch the news all the time. And just think about the not only that, but just think about the news in general. It's negative. What's happening is they're creating a situation, which we didn't even talk about, with the frequencies that keep your body in a sympathetic state. Sympathetic state is a fight or flight response. When you're in a fight or flight response in your system, your adrenal glands become overworked, you produce adrenaline, your immune system drops 50%, Your body is in a state where you're ready to just go and get away from that area. They know that the body cannot be in a sympathetic state for too long. It starts to break down. People are, you know, and emotions, you know, causing an emotional.
But number one, breathe.
Number one, well, taking 9 deep breaths is the fastest way to get yourself in a parasympathetic state. What I recommend everybody do, especially before you eat, because when you eat in a sympathetic state, which means when you eat watching TV,
you eat more.
When you eat driving, when you eat when you're upset, when you're, you know, you come home from work all stressed out and you eat right away and you don't calm yourself down and relax, you're not going, it's a proven, you do not digest the food, you don't utilize your nutrients properly, you don't secrete the enzymes that you need to break the foods down. Basically, your body will attack those foods. And
what about the scientist we had on, the PhD from Notre Dame, about how not holding the babies and giving them formulas turning us into jellyfish?
Exactly.
I mean, it's real simple. And that was all planned by the social engineers.
It's
moms, don't hold your baby. Let them cry. Give them this formula. They are, I mean, this is insane.
The soy formula, the GMO formula, which burns holes in their guts and then leaks nutrients in.
And you wonder why they cry, why they get...
Exactly. And all the kids have allergies. And then when it comes out, it causes rashes all over them, eczema. Psoriasis.
The truth is they've got control of the black community so they can kill over half of them before they're born. They only get to kill 20-some percent of the whites and Hispanics, but it doesn't matter. They're still going to kill that baby's brain. They're going to kill their guts. They're going to give them fluoride so they never even become conscious. That's the truth. You got a bunch of walking dead out here. Can you reverse the walking dead? Because they're even telling us subconsciously you're zombies. The Marine Corps trains to, quote, shoot zombies because they got caught training to kill Americans, mainly rural people. So they went, oh, it's a zombie shooting drill now. So they're already telling us they're zombies. Can you reverse zombiosis?
The good thing is you can reverse anything in the body, and the first thing is becoming aware of it, like your listeners are and like more people are becoming aware of it. You know, yes, you avoid the things, you understand what they're using, and then you avoid and you come up with a solution or a plan to...
I can't avoid the aluminum dioxide being sprayed in the air.
Well, you can't. Well, here's the thing. When you sleep at night, 8 hours, this is one of the most important things I tell people. You need to get 8 hours of sleep at night, and you need to take all your electromagnetic stuff out of your bedroom. Look and see if the smart meter, if you have a smart meter, and if it's right outside your bedroom or your kids' bedrooms, and do something about it. They have shields now that are available you can put over them. You can opt out, or, you know, there's other methods that you can, you know, get your smart meter changed up back to an analog meter again. But the first thing you do is look where you sleep. That's the first thing you change. Put some live plants in your bedroom. Don't sleep on those memory foam mattresses that are produced, you know, you're breathing fire retardants and VOCs all night long. Don't have clock radios next to your bed. Don't sleep with your cell phone plugged in. You know, if you had created an...
I noticed I would have my cell phone plugged in and get news alerts, and then it would, I would feel it and wake up, but every time I got a ping of GPS location or data or a tweet would come in, it would wake me up.
Well, because it increases your heart rate automatically whenever you get pinged like that. So, I mean, not everybody. I mean, some people are more sensitive than other people.
Well, for those who don't know, your heart is more electrochemical than your brain in the areas of the nerve ganglia that control it.
There are a massive amount of people that are having high blood pressure right now that are going into their doctor, and the doctor is putting them on high blood pressure medication, and when it's really being caused by electromagnetic frequency or microwave frequency stimulation. And, you know, the reason I say, you know, you have to take baby steps, because a lot of people aren't going to automatically switch to an organic diet. I mean, you switch to an organic diet and then you're automatically avoiding the GMOs and the pesticides and the insecticides and all the other contaminants in the food. You know, you look at your beverages that you're consuming. You know, you get off of all your diet sodas, get off of, you know, everything. Really, the only thing the body needs and wants after you're done breastfeeding is water, you know, and that's why I recommend everybody drink water with organic apple cider vinegar in it, because that way it changes your body fluids more to an alkaline state than an acidic state, and disease lives.
And by the way, you can't find bubble gum at the store that doesn't have aspartame or its derivatives in it. For those that don't know, tell them what that is.
Well, aspartame is actually genetically modified, and it's a toxin to the body, and it's in practically everything, and it's hidden under, you know, different types of flavoring and artificial sweeteners. But what it does is it actually converts the formaldehyde at certain temperatures. So it literally
87 degrees.
87 degrees. Yeah. So what it does is just basically formaldehyde is a toxic ingredient that your body can't react to, and is actually a carcinogen.
That sounds kind of racist.
Well, I mean, you can look at everything as being racist.
Why are you against formaldehyde?
Because it preserves you from the inside out.
Well, sure, you put it in dead people, but what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that is one more thing on the list of 80,000 plus chemicals that are cancer-causing agents that are allowed by our government to control and to keep us sick and to keep us brain dead. And, you know, we end up paying for all this. That's the sad part about it.
Well, it's even worse than that. You know, we just get comfortable with all this, and clearly the numbers show it. They're just killing us. Look, Obama to make Wi-Fi in schools like it is in coffee shops.
And that's crazy. I mean, there's already some countries that have done the testing on it and it outlawed Wi-Fi in schools. But, I mean, again, you know.
Well, it's like they put cell towers on top schools till the kids on that floor were getting brain cancer.
Right.
I mean, look, it's happening. I mean, we know it. There's a reason the TSA are getting cancer.
Yeah, and there's ways to protect yourself against that. I mean, you know, turn your cell phone off, you know, use it far away on speakerphone.
Well, we sell those lined bags that right. Block it, yeah, except when you want to use it, and they can't spy on you that way and track you.
Right, right. And then, you know, there is paints available out there that you can paint your house inside your house, which will block any...
It's like a Faraday cage.
Makes it like a Faraday cage, yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible. We got to fight back. That's what they're scared of. We got more coming up. Stay with us.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Minutes of overdrive into the next hour with Dr. Edward Group. I'm Alex Jones, your host. He gave me a very nice gift as well, something I've always wanted, never told anybody. But he basically gave me that gift. So he's a really classy guy. I'll show TV viewers and tell radio listeners the next hour what that is. Some stations don't carry the fourth hour. You can find the free audio feeds and video feeds at Infowars.com/show. Briefly, we are listener supported. And Dr. Group, in the last year, almost a year, we had him on years ago, but in the last year has helped us develop five products. And the newest one is the lung cleanse. Tell people briefly at InfowarsLife.com what's in this and why it works so well with my allergies or when I have a sore throat. You take three shots in your mouth and then inhale. You don't inhale as you take the squirts. And what these essential oils and non-GMO organic compounds are doing that are in your lung cleanses in a spray bottle.
Well, you know, talking about solutions for everything, I mean, how many people do you know that are walking around with chronic respiratory conditions and chronic sinus conditions because of all the chemtrails that they're spraying, where all the allergies that they have because their immune system is suppressed? So what I was asked to do and what I, you know, set out to do is because I know what's happening and what's coming down in the air is something that's going to support and cleanse the lungs. So I had to look all over the world to determine what are going to be the best herbs that are going to, let's say, reduce any swelling, open up the bronchial passageways, let you breathe better, you know. And now I'm thinking about making a sinus formula too. But
I was about to say, I've gotten other herbal sprays at Whole Foods for allergies, and I'm not just knocking the competition. They didn't do as much, and they didn't taste as good. This is awesome, but it's also a thick oil. I mean, this is not weak. This costs a lot to produce. It's available at InfowarsLife.com. Briefly, the Fluoride Shield has the nascent iodine and five other compounds in it to chelate and detoxify, correct?
Yes. Another thing to combat what's going on, you know, the Fluoride Shield was developed to extract or at least immobilize any excess fluoride built up. And, you know, as I talked about before on your show, one of my main concerns that's not talked about a lot is the fact that fluoride calcifies the pineal gland. And in order for us to really wake up and use our powers and everything, we need a clear pineal gland.
Absolutely, to use our gifts. And then, of course, the classic Survival Shield. We've got $5 off the first sale of this. We've got plenty of it in now, finally. And we've kind of stockpiled it. Survival Shield Special Nascent Iodine, available at InfowarsLife.com. $24.95. And your purchase supports the broadcast. InfowarsLife.com. Or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. And then, of course, we also have the Super Male Vitality, which is becoming our best seller, as people discover. It's no brag, just fact. It really does work. But it really, for me, is a natural stimulant, and quite frankly, it's an aphrodisiac. People, that's kind of the – we didn't promote it as that, but everybody obviously now knows the secret. Why is your formula so incredibly powerful? Again, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, it's not like a normal, you know, none of these are normal tinctures that you're going to find at any type of natural health food stores. It's all in the processing and the care of the herbs. It goes back to the old alchemy days in the 1500s and 1600s with Paracelsus. There's certain ways to pick the herbs. There's certain cycles, astrological cycles, where the highest concentration of the active ingredients are in the herbs. And so, you know, you can even test, and you've seen these and people have seen these where either they take two plants and they talk to both plants every single day. And one plant, they say, I hate you, you know, you're not going to grow. And then the other plant, they say, I love you, you're going to grow and you're going to be, you know, the perfect plant. Well, this one grows and it and is perfect and this one doesn't. So it starts from the seed all the way up through the growing conditions. And we have to find those. And that's one of the hardest things is searching all over the world and talking to these growers to make sure.
That's why we can't get a lot of this sometimes. If you're obsessing over getting the very best, then you concentrate it in these processes.
And we have a special concentration process that we invented using old technology.
Tell me more about it, then we'll get into the other news straight ahead in Overdrive. InfoWarsLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed
trying to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.